Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, the trap door supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
Yo, what up, what up, what up? Hold on. I gotta fix my chair. Alright, there we go. What up, welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amar Hawkins. Appreciate you rocking with me. Salute to the sponsor, Abra Insurance. Go to abrainsurance.net for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. The great people at Abra. Yeah, we're going to jump right into it. It's going to be an hour show. We sticking to the time. It's like smack time. And we cutting it off. 60 minutes. We got to talk about Simone, man. She front page, everybody discussing what's going on, injury, mental health, did she quit, what is going on, what, I can't believe this, if I was her, you know, all the analogy. So what better place to discuss it than the Ball Hawk Show? Use the link in the description if you want to join, if you want to share your thoughts, your opinions, because we all share opinions. Too many times we think we sharing facts, but at the end of the day, you're just sharing your opinion, man. So join the show. My thoughts on this, salute to everybody in the chat. I applaud her. I'm going to applaud her one more time. I'm going to applaud you. And I may pull up some audio so y'all can hear what she had to say as far as why she stepped away. And, you know, leading up to the Olympics and how stressful it is and how her confidence was pretty much shot. So, you know, we'll do that. I'd rather you hear from her and what she had to say. And I respect it. I definitely respect it, bro. So let's see. Let's see if I can just pull it up right quick for y'all.
If you could sort of tell.
Hold on. I'm going to share it with y'all. God dang it. Hold on. We'll get it. We'll get the audio right. Whoever just popped in, just wait right quick. Let me share this audio while I bring everybody in. Let's share the ESPN. Then I'll full screen it. And here we go. I'm going to let y'all hear what she had to say.
Was there any injury? That was one thing we wanted to know. And if you can elaborate on maybe the stress you've been feeling. We all know when you're in the spotlight, we can imagine what it's like.
No injury, thankfully. And that's why I took a step back, because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured. So I thought it was best if these girls took over and did the rest of the job, which they absolutely did. They're Olympic silver medalists now, and they should be really proud of themselves for how well they did last minute having to go in. And it's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I think just as a whole, not having an audience, there are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables. And I think we're just a little bit too stressed out. But we should be out here having fun. And sometimes that's not the case. Today has been really stressful. We had a workout this morning. It went okay. And then just that 5.5 hour wait or something, I was just like shaking, could barely nap. I've just never felt like this going into a competition before. And I tried to go out here and have fun and warm up in the back, went a little bit better. But then once I came out here, I was like, no, mental is not there. So I just need to let the girls do it and focus on myself.
So there you have it, man. She spoke her piece. She articulated.
Which of the players probably you say have kind of lived up to your?
She articulated very well, you know, her headspace. She was transparent. And she said, for the fact of the matter, man, gymnastics is dangerous. And I ain't going to be flipping and tumbling when I ain't fully confident for your pleasure. You know what I'm saying? So I let my analyst come in. P. Diddy, he always want to come on with his blinds open and stuff, trying to blind folks. Then walking in the damn casino, but he muted today, so he got smart. And T look like he pissed off. It must be a lot of traffic.
I'm waiting for St. Praxis to come in. I'm not saying unless he come in.
Okay. Well, he ain't going to be here because we talking about something that's serious. Look like T froze. That's what it is. T done froze up. So we get him fixed. But P. Diddy, what's good with you?
Oh, what's going on? I mean, I agree with her. Like, if that's her stance, like, you got to respect it. But, you know, some people going to look at it like she quit. But it's like, at some point, you know what I'm saying? If you're not mentally in the game, like, why would you go out there and risk it? Like, that's just like on the football field. You know, if your head ain't all the way there and you go out there half-assing it, that's what I tell, that's what I tell my son. Like, even when they'll play games and, you know, like in Atlanta, they'll have like, you know, it's, well, everywhere it's levels to it. Like, you'll have your top high schools and they will have like some crappy schools on their schedule. But if you go out in them games, just taking them folks for light and just going through the motions, that's when you get your injuries. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's real, man. Yeah. So it is a lot of people saying, or they saying it, but they not saying it, right? They're like, man, let me find out she quit on her team, or, you know, what, like a lot of folks just don't understand. First of all, mental health. A lot of folks think athletes are like superhuman. Like, hey, they have no feelings. You got to be above all else. Like, how dare you tap into your personal feelings and start thinking about yourself? Like, we always expect athletes to be very selfless. And then when they demonstrate a selfish gene, a fan is irritated and pissed off because they want their selfishness to outweigh the selfishness of the athlete, because they always feel like they pay the bills of athlete. So that's why a lot of times you see fans just really jump out there. They don't empathize. They don't care to empathize with athlete because they're seen as entertainment. So that's why a lot of times you see a lot of vitriol when an athlete demonstrates selfishness. So, yeah, man, I know everybody was excited about her seeing her perform, you know, so I understand that piece. She's so, you know, she's the GOAT, one of the GOATs. Any way you want to frame it, like, she's right. Special. They changed the scoring around because of her, because she's so explosive and dynamic and special. I said special again, didn't I? But
I think to your point, when it comes to them athletes and stuff, like, people don't understand they still human at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So you'll see, like, we don't like that. I think it was a girl on, I don't know which team it was on or what country, but she was basically trying to make the statement that Simone get the scores she get because she black. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when you start, because if you got daughters or you just know women in general, like, they, I ain't gonna say they use the term sensitive, but I just say they criticism to them can hurt more than you can ever imagine when it come to something they passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And so to keep taking those jabs, keep taking those slights. And then also it's the, like, cause we expect gold. Like, that's how people look at America compared to like the rest of the world in certain sports. So being the fact that they felt like she the one that can make America win gold, it is going to be a lot of people that's going to feel like she let the team down. Mm-hmm. But at some point, she does have to worry about her health and her mental state and how she's staying. Like, I don't know if y'all remember Dominique Dawes, like, back in the day. Like, they did a documentary on her, like, because she was real young in the sport, how that junk affected her in the womanhood. Mm. So if you sit there and just let this stuff keep lingering and try to put all the pressure on yourself, like, you can really tear yourself apart. And America won't care because they're going to be on to the next hot thing or the next hot athlete.
Yeah. No, I agree with that, man. So,
Zara in the building.
Yeah, I see Zara in the building. I had to mute him because he was messing with his camera. But there you go. He's good now.
Why
oh,
you got that muscle shirt? Why got that muscle shirt on, man? Go put this whole shirt on. Hey, what up, boy? What
up, boy? Hacksaw Jim Duggan out here.
Ho, ho. Nah, I'm about to head for my second workout in a little bit. I wanted to join in. What are we talking about, man? The Olympics, Simone Biles, what are we talking about?
Yeah. We're talking about Simone and just mental health and sports in general.
Oh, did she pull out because, like, I know she had an injury.
She didn't have an injury.
She didn't? Mm-mm. So why did she pull out? Because I'm still trying to get the gist of everything.
She just wasn't mentally. Well, brother.
Oh, okay. I can, okay, and I caught the last part of what y'all was talking about. I can kind of concur. You got to, in order to perform on that stage, you got to be mentally there. You know, and for her to pull out, and this is just me going off the whim as well, I support her, man, because she has to worry about, and I know, I noticed your post, she said about the mental health, you know, going forward. She's still young. She got other things to worry about. Her future going further. If she's mentally out of it, mm-hmm. Let's say she mentally falls out of love with the sport of gymnastics, she could be done down the road. Sometimes you need sometimes you need to fall off the train and get recharged to get that love back. You know.
Yeah.
So I've been there, man. You know, sometimes you need a break. So I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Zara, you went on your Jason Whitlock stuff today, man. You all right.
Hey, man, bro. Hey, the PowerPoint. Nah, but for real, like, I mean, she's been great for so long. Get a girl a break.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I know it's the Olympics. I know it's, you know, she's won. How many times she won gold? Multiple, right?
Yeah.
So this is not her first rodeo. Now I can see if it's her first rodeo. I'm like, you got to do it. You know, you got to do it. Look at that.
Look. There you go.
No.
Listen to what you just said. You got to do it.
Can I finish?
Oh, you can't. Oh, she got, let me see. She got 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, overall gold medals from Olympics. So Olympic gold medals, she got 1, 2, 3, 4 Olympic gold medals. Then she got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Nine, she good.
11, 12, 13, 14,
15, 16, she good. If she don't
want to 19 World Championship gold medals and look, 2 Pacific Rim championships. She got a lot of gold.
Yeah. If she don't want to twist and tumble for the rest of her life, I'm good with it. I'm just not, what I'm not a fan of is you getting to the top and not performing right. The name will not go mentioned because we already know what I'm talking about.
Who are you talking about?
Simone Biles is taking advantage.
No, don't do that. Don't do a subliminal. You can say the name. Who are you talking about?
I forgot her name. What's her name? Richardson?
Sha'Carri?
Yeah.
What you mean? That when she got popped by weed? You're comparing the two now?
No, I'm not comparing the two, brother. I just said take advantage of your opportunities. That was an opportunity right there.
Oh, you remember you were talking about when endorsements? She's been getting some big endorsements since
she got sympathy endorsements, bro. It's a shame. Yeah, and I'm going to say this. I'm on my Jason Whitlock. How are you going to... Yeah, I'm going to say it. She got to deal with Dre Beats, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's a shame she got popped for weed. The endorsements wasn't coming in, and Dre Beats said, you know what Apple said? Let me go ahead and throw her a bone. That's like a sympathy job. That's a sympathy check, bruh. That's what that is. If Dre Beats and Apple was going to sponsor her, they should have been jumped on it. But they
jumped on it once they realized she was an Olympian.
Huh?
They jumped on her once she showed she was an Olympian.
No, bro. It's all about timing. It's all about timing, bro.
Is she good? Is she one of the top sprinters in the world?
What?
Is she one of the top sprinters in the world? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, then.
But you don't find the timing to be ironic?
When the last time you seen Apple do a sympathy endorsement?
Okay, wait a minute. Let's put the shoe on the other foot. Let's say this. Let's say you run a track, right? Let's say your school or your university didn't get any endorsements to the great Ahmad Hawkins started running track, right? And they threw the university a sponsorship because of you, right?
Oh, so is that sympathy?
Could be.
That don't even make sense.
That
was the dumbest scenario ever created right there.
No, my fan had just walked. That distracted me. I lost my train of thought.
Yo, that was stupid.
No, but that's a sympathy check, man. We all, bro, man. Everybody gets sympathy every once in a while.
Man, let me welcome Chris in the MOP in here because you talking dumb.
What's good, bro?
Y'all be look, man, don't feel like you got to wait for him to finish because he's going to keep rambling. You can always cut him off.
Man, look, but seriously, the only thing I say about time for me is overrated. It's either going to happen or it's not going to happen. There's only two things that can happen with timing. It's not. For me, jumping in and doing it, getting it done now, whether we all look at it as sympathy behind it or what, it's getting done. I mean, it's beneficial behind it.
It's getting done, but she really capitalizing on her talents. Like I'm going to say, how many goals Biles got? We can't even count them all.
Over 20.
Now, suppose Simone Biles would have got popped with the weed initially before she even got started. Half of them medals probably wouldn't be around because you got obstacles in your way.
I mean, Richardson had a distraction, but it's just bad that the way the world is moving, because even they talking about cannabis in the Olympics now, but she got suspended because of cannabis. That's kind of like contradictory to me, man.
I don't smoke cannabis at all.
That's real contradictory.
I feel what you're saying, but hold on. I'm not a cannabis smoker.
Me neither.
But the powers behind everything still going to be able to pick and choose and who they want to drop the hammer on, regardless if it's legal or not. That's the way it's going.
That's facts.
That's a true statement.
But MOP, I just say to young cats who listening, like, don't give them the rope though. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you know, like, unfortunately, you know, she gave him the rope. But to Hawk's point though, the America, we the most forgiving land ever, like, right? So if somebody make a misstep or something, the comeback is what everybody want to see. So now with Sha'Carri, like the investment in her, like is going to be big because now if I'm not even a novice of track, but I know this girl felt like she got slighted, I'm tuned in to see what she's going to do at Worlds next.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why she picked up endorsements, not because of what, it's because America going to give you an opportunity to bounce back.
Why are you shaking your head?
Look, I understand where you look. Let's let bygones be bygones. We want to see her succeed because she looked like she got it from the mud.
What?
Point blank.
What?
Come on, man. Come on. No, Simone Biles don't look like Richardson. We all want to see that person that looks like she got it from the mud.
She get treated the same. She get treated the same in her sport like Richardson.
Yeah, right.
I'm just talking about us in the, like, us with the opinions on social media. You're talking about you.
Don't like it or you don't like it. Don't include me with you. You talking about you.
Man, we together.
No, we not.
Yes, we are. Me and you Skip.
You over there with Whitlock.
Man, we like you Shannon got a and Skip right now. Yeah.
You got a Whitlock. Yeah. Come on, she got it from the mud. We trying to say she look ghetto?
That's what you're trying to do. Basically. That dude,
I cheer for Sha'Carri.
Oh, that dude, like, cheer, bro, hold
no,
on.
No, ho, ho, ho.
Go ahead,
ho,
go, ahead, go, stop, ahead, go stop. Ahead.
This one thing I don't play around with. You never going to attach me to some tomfoolery like that. I don't even joke like that.
Okay,
shut up.
Go ahead.
She a 5'1" sprinter, and that's tough. Like Dominic, like Gail Divas was. That's why I cheer for her, because I know how it is to be a diminutive sprinter. You on some old tomfoolery stuff with this, because she got long hair and nails and stuff.
Nah, bro. Look.
Yeah, man. For real, okay, man.
Wait. Let me say this.
Showing you was a test. Can
I finish? I don't want my daughters looking like that. Even though they try to look like that. I don't want them with the purple and green wigs.
Well, that's no, you. I wouldn't want my daddy looking like you.
Girl looking like that.
I'm gonna want my daddy looking like you. I don't want my girls looking like you. Look like that. My kids would want their daddy looking like you.
Hey, I told my ladies. I said that's not the way the world works. When you
too old to be having a condom on your head right now.
Your own lucrative business. When you run for yourself or you're your main breadwinner. When you don't, when you make enough money not to report to an employer, then you do that.
Not reporting to an employer.
Hold on, sorry, that's not money.
Yo, MOP, he just killed his own argument.
Think about this though. In sports though, how many people get paid for looking different? Like, if everybody go out there look at Dennis Rodman. They crowned Dennis Rodman for his. I mean, people criticize his look, but that's what took Dennis Rodman to rock star status. So if I go out there and I want to put on some Gail Divas, FloJo was like that. They talked about her back then.
First of all, FloJo was all right.
You know what it is, and Christian appreciate this analogy. You want boxers to look like Sugar Ray Leonard, and you only like the Marvin Hagler's because they was too rough around the edges. Huh? You was the dude out here, Sugar Ray this, Sugar Ray that. Hell with Marvelous. He can't talk. He don't look right. Sugar Ray, we gonna get Sugar Ray.
My little girls watch the TV, and I see the purple and green and the long nails and the tats. I'm like, hey, oh, dad, that's what I would have liked. And I said, no, baby. When you make your own money, and you make enough money to do what you want to do, then you do that. Don't do that. No. I'll be a great individual, but I don't like that look.
So you judging the book? You judging the book by its cover?
Let MOP. Let MOP.
No, you can't, bro. You not gonna
hold on. Hold on, man.
Go ahead.
MOP.
The reality of in the world that we living in is not the reality that you're speaking about right now, man. People, all of us are different somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're
different. You're different. Don't that doesn't actually take away from your achievement. Are different. I think it adds to it.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah, but wait a minute. How you gonna? You said take away from your achievement. As my little girls look on to that, if they try to emulate that, they're gonna have a hard time achieving as it is.
Well,
all in the way.
Bizarre. That's what you as a parent though.
That's
what you put in the context.
You're right, bro. But that's making it a little bit harder.
Does anybody
have three?
Hold on. Let T go.
I got a question. So everybody in here grew up imitating somebody in some form or fashion, right?
Yep. Self of Czar, he didn't imitate nobody.
So Czar, just because somebody got tattoos or long nails and all of that, what does that mean?
Right. Go ahead.
What does it mean? Because now it doesn't matter. Like at first, cops couldn't get tattoos, couldn't have sleeves and stuff like that. At first on the force, now they can. Cops couldn't have beards, now they can. Mm. I do IT. Dudes in IT that got sleeves full of tattoos. But they smart as hell, right? They know what the hell they doing. So you can't say, oh, I don't want them trying to imitate nobody. Like, bro, it's reality, man. It's the 21st century. Everybody imitates somebody. Kobe imitated Jordan. You trying to imitate whoever the hell you trying to imitate.
Whitlock.
So wait a minute. Wait, let me say this. So you're trying to tell, let's flip the script. Going into a corporate America like the IT world, you're trying to tell me that this 9 times out of 10, this white IT employer
the scenario gonna be so.
I'm gonna put a scenario on your ass. So you trying to tell me you fresh don't got your IT cert, you don't got your red hat, you don't got all that shit, and you walk into this guy's office, this CEO or this chief financial advisor that's gonna hire you, and you got goddamn tattoos and earrings all over your face. And the way
you
just
let him finish
because I'm finna tell you.
Can I finish?
Go ahead, finish.
Because I work IT too.
You're trying to tell me you gonna sit in front of this white man or black dude or whoever that's been there hiring people at a successful company. You gonna sit there in his face in this interview with all that shit on your face and expect a job?
I got all of this on my face. I got tattoos.
I knew his scenario.
We talking about all this. We talking about being what you want to be. I seen it.
So, bro, it doesn't happen that much. It doesn't mean, but it happens.
Yeah.
Because the top dude at my last company, who was one of the top engineers, when I tell you, bro, looked like a grunge rock star, dude had all. But when you talking about the network, brother, fixed so many networks that it don't even matter what he looked like.
It's getting your foot in the door, bro.
I never wore a tie to a job interview. I barely wear a button-up shirt. I came fresh out of college to the job with Lockheed Martin. Only thing they cared about is my service. You could have came in there with a Hugo Boss suit.
Wait, not to be funny, bro. Let him finish. Do with the red shirt. What do you do?
Red? That's red? I'm
a senior network engineer.
What do you do, bro?
I'm a senior network engineer.
He just told me twice.
Lockheed Martin, right?
Not anymore. I left Lockheed Martin.
Not to be funny, I used to do Lockheed Martin benefits. It ain't hard to get into Lockheed Martin. I'm not trying to down you, bro. It ain't hard to get in there, bro.
I'm not downing you about your ability.
You said I'd wear a tie shirt to the interview. Lockheed Martin, it ain't hard to get. I can walk into Lockheed Martin right now with Twister Wrench for $25 an hour.
Not on my team, not on Obamacare.
I'm just letting you know, bro. Like I said, I used to do the benefits. I've seen the credentials used to come in there. You can't read a book by its cover. Do you got prior military experience?
No, I'm fresh out of college.
So you're one of the few. But what I'm saying, it don't usually happen like that. You can't sit in front of a hiring manager that's been there forever with all this shit on your face and your neck.
If you know what the hell you're doing, if you got a cert, if you're going to do what you're doing, they don't care who you are, they don't care who you went to. They're gonna give you a technical interview. If you answer those technical questions, you got the job, no matter what you wear.
Because it's about performance. It ain't really about the look. And then also, hold on, Zara, when you start talking about Richardson, how can you get mad at her for trying to sell herself?
Ain't nobody mad, bro.
Because if she you saying that you don't want your daughter to look like that, but look at her performance, though. If you're telling me that this girl can blaze the track, you worried about the fact she got on long nails?
Bro, I'm not worried about the fact she has long. It's my kids. I can give a damn how she run and look, but it's my kids. When my kids try to emulate that and get
so who you want your daughter to look up to?
I want my daughter to look, put it like this.
I want my daughter to look up to me. So what sport did your kid play?
What sport did your kid play?
Basketball.
Because when you look at basketball, look at the top chicks that's playing basketball. They not just looking normal.
What's the White House girlfriend name?
Tia Cooper. Well, she is ex. Tia Cooper.
Oh, they broke up?
Oh yeah, they broke up.
She dating Kamara, I think now.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah. Alvin Kamara. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah. But okay, those girls are not abnormal looking, man. They just tall.
Abnormal looking.
Yeah, you don't see no pink, bro. You don't see all that crap, man.
Go look at her Instagram.
You can't play basketball with claws, bro.
And now go look at Tia Cooper Instagram. Pull her Instagram up on your phone right now and look at the pictures.
Tia Cooper, hold on.
Pull her up now. Well, you tell me who you want your daughter to look up to. Hold on, look how she carries herself.
Her hair ain't green, but she look abnormal, like you said, because she ain't normal.
No, she not normal.
WNBA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. Is that the one with the booty?
Yes.
Oh, man. like, okay, but she ain't broke. She ain't got no pink wig. Come on,
that's you know what it is. It's the colored hair. So you get triggered by colored hair. You don't like colored hair.
Oh man, I hate that. I hate that green and purple hair.
Oh, that's what it is. It's the hair. Go ahead, MOP.
I'm looking at Tia Cooper right now. Go ahead.
I have two daughters, and I'm telling you right now, I would much rather have both of my babies, man, look up to someone and understand their track record, their achievements, and want to emulate them other than what they look like. That really shouldn't matter, man.
Mm-hmm.
No, it shouldn't matter. So go ahead, brother.
It's the accomplishments.
Okay, so let's go forward. Let's draw the line right here then. So if your girl, we all have girls, me and you, we both know we got girls. So Richardson, our little girls both see Richardson, the long nails, blah, blah, blah. Now she got popped for smoking weed. Would you deter? How would you handle you telling your girls that she made a mistake? Well, how would you handle that?
Now, all right, take for an example. Suppose my youngest daughter, 17-year-old daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Running track in high school, what she done? And should I say, stop following that lady? Stop following your favorite athlete on the planet because she smoked weed? My daughter's also smart enough to know that it's becoming legal. I can't stop. I won't put myself in a position to allow my daughter to change her goal based on a mistake that her favorite athlete made, man.
Mm.
Thanks. Okay. I can respect that. I can respect that right there.
You know,
because Zart, what you got to look at it, look how hard it is. You know how hard it is to get to the level that young lady's at. Yeah. Like, so the father have a misstep. Yeah, that's just like, I think it was, who was it that got Marion Jones?
Yeah.
When Marion Jones got hit for the steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Like, you got to tell, would you rather her be get clapped for weed or get clapped for steroids?
Hold on for a minute.
Speaking of daughters, yeah. Speaking of daughters, yeah.
On his neck.
I'll put you in the queue, man.
But that's the thing, though, when you start looking at these athletes, like, that's to back the Hulk statement. You be wanting, everybody want these people to be perfect, man, but they not perfect, man. They going to have missteps, and they going to have mistakes. It's how you bounce back and recover from it is what you got to.
Yeah, do you own up to it? Like, if you own up to your mistake, yeah, we as a fan base, as sports talk heads, we're going to discuss it. Have a little fun with it. But at the end of the day, if everybody understand, like, look, they did what you asked everybody to do. Own up to a mistake. Be accountable. It's a teachable moment. And you grow from it because you'll reflect back on that. Like, you know, like we always talk about LeBron and the decision. Like, I don't have no issue with the decision. I thought it was great. Like, you held one of the biggest networks hostage for an hour, 2 hours, raised $2 million for young children, even though you could have gave it out. It don't matter. You did that, and then you announced where you was going. Like, in that situation, you show how powerful that athlete can be. And if that's the one thing people could use against him, really, then that lets you know you searching. That lets you know that dude has been phenomenal as a role model when that's the one thing that people, that dumbass decision, like, that's the one thing? Oh, well, shoot, he's doing great. You know, because we know what happened with Kobe in Colorado. He bounced back. Yeah. No situation with Shaq and snitching on teammates and doing all, like, but it's like we still love Shaq, we still love Charles. You love Charles Barkley, right, Zar?
Yeah, we get over it. Hey,
that's what I'm saying. Like, we it depends on the athlete, how they our personal feelings towards them, how we approach their situations. Because you coming at Shaqari, but you made 30,000 excuses for Charles Barkley being an asshole and saying it's just him. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
because that's your guy.
I'm just saying. Take advantage of your situation. Take advantage when you get to the plateau. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but you want somebody to change who they are too, man. Like, she got being her.
I want people to be great, bro.
Listen, what I'm saying is you want them to change who they are to fit what you're used to seeing.
Mm.
The world changing, dog. Like you gotta get out of the, you gotta get out of where you were. Cause if you like, so you used to be a police officer, right? I'm just asking.
Hey, I gotta go.
All right,
man. Hey,
Hulk, look. So you used to be a police officer, right?
Yeah, he was with the feds. All right,
so if you go to the feds, it's gonna look different than it did before, right?
Hey, wait a minute, Stephon, repeat that. It's the one's goddamn laughing right now. Go ahead, bro. Repeat
that. That ain't Stephon, that's Steve.
No, I mean, Steve, go ahead, Steve, my bad.
Listen, man. So look, so you used to be in the force. So how long you been out of the force?
Years.
All right, so you go, let's say, hypothetically speaking, you go back into the force tomorrow. Shit gonna look real different, right?
Oh, bro, it's already the tattoos and the beards, yeah. All
right, so if you go back into the force now and them guys is under you, how are you gonna manage that knowing that times have changed and where you came from?
I was one for the beards and the tattoos anyway.
All right, so how you gonna deal with everything that's changed? That's my question.
Roll with the punches.
You gonna roll with the punches?
Yeah, it's my job. If I'm a supervisor or a manager, if I'm managing a team, my objective is to get that team to perform as best possible for the company. So it's not me trying to out you. It's me trying to say, hey, how can I solve your problem? How can we get this into production in a positive way? That's what management is supposed to do. Not be on your ass trying to fire you.
So I got another question for you. So do you feel like sheltering your kids? I'm not taking a shot at parenthood. Nobody, I'm a parent too, so I get it. So I'm not taking a shot. I'm just asking in a literal sense.
Do you feel like
sheltering your kids and not letting them be them?
Is gonna
hurt them in the future?
That's a great question.
I used to be like that, but I actually turned the leaf. And you know, I used to be one. Oh, I don't want my kids looking at that. They gonna look at it sooner or later.
You ain't slick. You talk about looking at something. He ain't talk about looking at something. You were slick with that. You are outstanding with that.
What you talk about, man?
You ain't. Because you just said 5 minutes ago, my daughter saw that green hair, and I said, you can't wear that green hair if I'm paying your bills. So that's two different type of stances you done took.
I know, but bro, the look
is a distraction. You tried to get us.
Look, bro, I don't approve of the purple and green hair. I just don't look like a stripper, man.
So again, will you allow them to be them?
No.
Oh, that's what he was
purple
asking.
Purple and green hair. I have guidelines.
So look.
You got a tipping point.
I understand. Every parent is different. Everybody's gonna parent the way they parent. But what I'm saying is, when you put your kid in the box.
Oh.
What do you hear him saying?
T, we can't hear you no more, bro.
Listen.
It's in and out.
Now,
can I say something real quick?
Oh, yeah. Stephon, I know you've been waiting. Hold on. We're going to let T get situated. Go ahead, Stephon.
Yo, I just got one question to this gunk looking.
What's up, Dr. Quackmouth?
I just want to know when you're Humpty Dumpty looking boy, go set up this boxing match so I can leave.
No story
about it. What day? No story. Just plain and simple.
You want your nostrils knocked to the next universe? Oh,
hey, hold up before y'all keep going. Hey, Kristen, are you in Virginia?
I'm in DC.
Oh, that's even better. So look, Kristen is a boxing enthusiast, so he can referee it. Matter of fact, he just be the paramedic because Stephon coming to knock your head off.
Yo. Next universe, bro.
They set up a boxing match between them two.
No commentators to answer the question. What day does work for you? What day?
Ooh.
What day?
Yes.
Okay.
No, he not.
I got some weddings. Hold on. I'm a DJ. Hold on. Let me look at my calendar real quick.
Whatever day, hold on, bro.
What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna block off.
Oh,
I'm gonna miss some money. And I'm on. Okay. I need you. I don't care. I don't have to. I don't care if you have to do a 24-hour sip the hell of juice telethon to raise the money. I need to make up.
All right. You need to wear makeup.
Get make the money up. You okay. need look, because I'm gonna miss some money. I'm gonna miss a wedding because of this fool. I'm gonna knock him out. You piss me off.
Now he said he gonna come to you though. He said he got a match there.
Okay,
I'm coming to Jacksonville, bro.
Okay. Let's do September 24th.
Ooh. That's perfect. That's right before I go to Vegas. That's perfect.
Okay. Ooh. All right. I get the venue.
That's over a month to train.
Get the venue.
I'm hitting that lazy bag.
How much do you want to bet on the fight? How much you want to bet?
What?
How much do you want to bet?
It's up to you, gambler. Come on, Riverboat Ron. You the gambler.
$10,000.
You want to do what? $3,000?
Oh, who judging this though for $10,000?
You want to do $3,000?
I said $10,000. I said $10,000. Not $3,000.
You didn't got $10,000. You ain't got $10. No. Okay. If we're gonna do this, I need the confirmation that you got the money in the bank.
Okay, I give it to Hawk.
Hawk,
will you confirm that? That's what we can confirm.
All right.
I got 10 stacks.
All right, whoa, man, you really gonna bet 10 stacks?
Yeah.
Where is from?
That's DJ. That's DJ money, baby. That's DJ money.
Man, you don't make no 10 stacks playing DJ.
Ooh, man, look, let me tell you.
You just don't.
I grind, baby.
Man, look, I respect y'all.
Look, so you want to do 10? I heard that. I said September 24th. Now,
when that day comes, we can do 10 stacks.
We're gonna have a 24/7 series of this.
You want my boat too? You want my fishing boat too? That's about 6,000-8,000 right
there. No, that joint don't even work. Don't put that little paddle boat that we used to have.
It's a 16-footer, man. It's pretty nice.
On the day on field trips, we used to had a little paddling boat.
How many rounds?
Three
rounds.
Five. We could do five, man. Five, three minute rounds.
You know how long that is?
Let me tell you my game plan, Steph. First of all, I'm a black in the left eye for the first two rounds with a straight jab, the Lennox Lewis jab to your eye. I'm a black in the right eye for the next round. Then I'm hit the body. Okay? I'm hit the body, bro. I'm not playing with you, man. Look, you may think because I'm a big dude, I'm well conditioned, bro. I'm an animal. Okay? I'm an animal. Okay? All right. I'm not
which animal? There's a lot of animals that predators hunt.
It don't, bro.
Get your popcorn ready.
Cherry Acres, the cul-de-sac. Mm. 15-round boxing match. Bro, come on, man. What, bare knuckles with my boy, bro? We hitting each other, man.
It's a backyard boxing organization there in Florida, right?
Huh?
I think it's like a backyard boxing organization in Florida.
I think they got one. I don't know. Mm. I can hit my boy up. We got the
guns
down movement.
How many ounces gloves
on the street?
Yeah, that's a good question. What's the ounce gloves y'all can use?
What, three?
Three what? Ounces?
You are three? Three? I don't know.
You don't know ounces of gloves?
Man, no, that's what I tell you. I'm going to get an ass foot.
Yo, y'all got to do 18. You got to do 18 for your sake, bro, because you didn't even know what ounces is.
Yeah,
bro. Yeah,
I got boxing
18.
Gloves on,
bro. Huh? What you
put
the heavy bag in?
I buy mine from Walmart and I box.
So they probably what? Those are what? 16, probably 14.
I don't know. They regular.
You know, Walmart. I think they. 16. Yeah, they 16.
They probably.
Yeah,
probably
those are 16. Yeah.
I mean, it's not gonna stop him not knocking his waffle off.
If you go to Dick's Sporting Goods, you might get some 14 to 12.
So what is it between 14 and 18?
$75.
Between not for your size, it's between 16 and 24. Little people would be like, if you real little, 8. If you like need them like 147 welterweights, you at like 10s and 12s.
And how much you weigh, Stephon?
Oh, right now I weigh 200.
It's a mismatch.
Look at. Hey, man, Stephon Box, though, hey, dog. Bro. You just hit the heavy bag, so don't be laughing too hard. Stephon,
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell him put you in the corner.
Man, nobody
I'm going to tear your ribs up, boy. Look, these right here, I'm going to lift you out your church socks, bro.
Let me see them. Let me see them. What you got? Let me see.
Huh?
Show it again. Ooh, let me see
that hammer right there, man.
Let me see the knuckle.
You have no tape.
Oh, yeah, them knuckles ain't never hit.
You need me to go get Paris? No, I put tape on mine.
Yeah, put your knuckle up. Put your knuckle up again. Hey, Christian, what does knuckles look like? Put your knuckles up. Let Christian see.
Oh, I don't work hard, bro. I do computer work. I'm a pharmacist.
I mean, I can't tell from the screen. That ain't going to matter, though.
Hey, Christian,
I box in gold gloves for like from age like fucking 8 all the way to like 18, yo. You don't have a chance.
You're going to smoke them. I'm 40 years old.
You want headgears? Are you want headgears? You want headgear, bro? Headgear.
Yo, you older than me, yo.
It don't matter, bro.
You older than me.
Huh?
Hey,
but that's what makes me so supreme over you, Stephon. I'm 6'4", 265. I'm still running a 4'8". Bro,
Christian, don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel on it either.
No, bro, we can
do that. Don't throw in the towel.
Hey, yo, time out.
You got insurance?
No, Simone.
Yo,
he said he run a 4'8".
Yo.
Bro, I can go out to the Redskins or the Jaguars.
He never ran that fast, bro.
Hey, hold on. I got one question. Let me ask you this. I don't even want to go into the whys, but the whats of the whole time today. With Simone, you think she's going to compete on Thursday in the individuals?
I was going to wait and talk about that too, man. It's going to be interesting because like somebody said, I think Sage Steele was like, if you're not confident now, what's really going to change in, 24 to 48 hours? You know?
That's why I say, let's see what's going to happen. Is she going to do the individuals? If you do the individuals, I'd be tapped out on the team. I don't know, man.
We'll say, though, that people always talk about, I'm being petty. People always talk about next man up. They ain't want to say next man up when she ain't want to go no more.
She was going to get a funny look. I know that.
Hey, Hawk.
Hey, yo, the people in the chat say you going down.
She make Team USA better, though.
Yeah, she do make Team USA better, definitely.
Who said that?
Yeah, but
James Washington.
Those them other girls almost in that gold, though.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's true.
The mother girls ain't got it.
Why you can't come up here? Hey, St. Patrick. Man, we got a lot of kids up here want to see the fight. Yo, why you came up here?
What, over there? Where you at, Virginia?
Yeah, we go to Charlottesville, Virginia.
Man, who want to go to Charlottesville, man?
Oh, okay.
We got a gym on deck and everything here.
I'm not coming to we got more, as far as I'm going to see my people in Maryland, bro, as far as I'm going is Hampton.
It's right up the street.
Zar, I got a question for you, Zar.
What's up?
Are you just capping? Are you really going to get in this ring? Because it sounds like you got a lot of excuses.
No, bro, look, let me tell you something. He's going to do it on my terms. I'm going to knock his punk ass out. After that, I'm going to buy him a goddamn Philly cheesesteak. Okay, that's it. I mean, we still cool. When these hands hit you, don't go and treat him like I don't fuck
up. Hey, I'm going to give you a little secret. He really don't like you, though.
Exactly. I'm going to still buy his punk ass a Philly cheesesteak. It don't matter. I never liked your ass, and then you buy you a sandwich.
Come on, we cool. We never been cool. I don't like you.
Damn.
That makes it even better, though. It's impossible for you to beat me. And I'm gloating like that because I already know my strength and my power, bro. I need to know one thing. Do you have insurance? You got dental insurance, man. No, does he have a dental plan?
Hey, Hawk, we can't take him serious, man. He said,
no, I'm serious. No, I'm serious, bro.
Don't nobody believe that shit.
I know. The reason I do the talking, bro, I am very flamboyant. I'm very confident.
Flam who?
There have been very few to make me back my word.
Time out, bro. Time out.
What's up?
How you gonna be flamboyant, but you don't like Shekar Richardson?
Don't worry about that, man. I'm different. Just like she's different, I'm different. right.
Hey, y'all, let me say something. Inferno Sports Cat, I don't know your real name, but let me tell you how this dude's capping. That, like, it was a couple weeks ago when we was talking about this. He said, yeah, I'll knock you out, too. This is how I do.
Oh, no, P. Diddy was, he was in the chat. He was in the chat.
I was on there. I was on here.
Yeah, this dude talk a whole bunch of trash.
No, what am I supposed to say? Oh, he's no, Ahmad's going to beat me. I would look ridiculous if I let y'all two shrimps beat me. You ain't, well, y'all, no, bro, no. Let me tell you, I am from the old school. We dominate. Okay, all this candy coated friendly crap. No, I will knock Ahmad out. I will knock him back to his next anniversary previously, and I will knock your teeth out. That's what I'm asking. Do you have dental insurance? Because I don't need you trying to sue me 2 months later talking about my teeth not growing back. You're a grown damn bizarre man.
I teach. So
don't get in the ring, China. Don't
we got
don't get in there trying to hold though. Don't be trying to hold in China. I'm gonna give
you dental insurance is not paid for implants. Hey, they don't pay for veneers, dog. They, so
you hear that?
Hey Zar, you fought.
I knock your two front teeth out.
No, you heard what he said. Don't be trying to hold me for free.
Oh, bro. Oh no, I'm gonna get bro. Look, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna grapple you. I'm gonna frustrate you.
Whoa. How you gonna grapple me?
I'm doing all that, bro.
We're in boxing club.
I'm doing all that, bro. Look, you ain't gonna get up no shot because I'm too big. I'm gonna hit you with a Tyson. I'm gonna hit with the George Foreman. I'm gonna hit you with one of those. You're gonna be so confused. You don't know.
So you bite ears off.
I ain't doing that. I'm hitting with a George Foreman like this.
Oh yeah, George did do that. Okay.
I'm hit you with a combo in the ribs, all that, bro.
A combo in the ribs.
Yeah, I'm a combo those ribs.
Want me to combo?
Two wings and a biscuit, bitch.
Change his name back to Sir Cap-a-Lot, man.
Y'all not used to it, y'all. We got
to catch you later, man. Look, I'm about to get out of here, man, but I'm not gonna let some shrimp talk to me like that. Like I'm gonna dominate this.
September 24th. That's all I need to say now.
Okay, no bro. Ahmad, write the contract up. Verify his money first. Now you verify mine. And Stefan, I don't want to hear you talking about you going to Vegas next week.
We're gonna give you solo screen. We're gonna give you solo screen. Go.
I just don't want him to say. Oh, I lost my $100,000.
You ain't got no hair with dirty ass do rag on.
Hold on, let him finish, man. This is solo.
Hey, better go to the gym, man.
Come on, man. Say wait?
Huh?
That say wait?
Wait for 4 days, baby. Wait for 4 days, baby. You got to do it, man.
Yo, you are retarded, man.
Nah, man, I'm serious, bro.
In a good way.
Yeah, I'm good, bro. But I'm telling you like this. We can do 5 rounds, 3 rounds apiece. I'm gonna frustrate you, okay? I'm gonna grab you. I'm gonna body you. I'm gonna do all the stuff that you don't want me to do, okay? That is the 10,000. You better train for a big man.
You better stay away.
You got 10 racks on the line. Bro, 10 racks on the line? I need that. I can get my boat.
Wartime fitness.
I can get me a boat.
Wartime fitness down here.
Wartime fitness. We got the ring. We got gloves.
No, he coming. He coming to the 904, bro.
And if you want to play one-on-one, we got a gym right next to Wartime. Player zone.
He coming to the 904, bro. That's all it is.
Too. I hate it.
You the champ? Are you the champ?
Poker champ. He's A-side, man.
Sound like you scared, man.
Right.
You from here, bro? So you coming home?
You got to come to me.
Bro, you from Virginia?
Does it matter? I'm from the FLA. I'm from Florida now, bro.
Bro, you're from Virginia, man. Stop it.
Twain now. I claim the state of Florida now, bro. Okay.
So why you keep talking about these Kickatan games then?
What?
Why you keep talking about Kickatan?
Are you in the Kickatan?
We already went through this.
Look, exactly. He with the Kickatan.
For the last time, who was crying out of their ear hole at the end of the game?
I don't know who was crying.
Had to be.
Your peanut gallery don't know.
I won't cry, bro.
You ain't fall down in the end zone like somebody shot you.
I fell.
You was all in the end zone. Fell. I even slow-moed it for you one time.
Yeah, we lost. I was mad.
No, but you.
Hey, but December 1995, what was you at?
Yeah, look, don't matter, bro. I was getting ready for the basketball.
Was you playing in that game? Because that was the state championship.
Bro, like I said, we talked about this earlier. We all know the refs, when the playoff time came, they did not want to see the tan and Anthony Travis beat up on the ground.
Zar, put your right hand up. we just put your right hand up. Say,
I
will still come in on the podcast.
I will still come on the podcast. What? Wait a minute. What?
You, after Steph put them hands on me, I'm still coming on the podcast.
After I whip Steph, look. After
I don't, in the hey, bro.
After I beat that Dr. Quackmouth.
Man.
How you call him that, yo?
Did you not? Look, hold on, Zar. Let me ask you this. Do you think that, like, okay, you 6'4". Do you think that you can get in the ring with Tank Johnson?
Who is Tank Johnson?
He 5'5", the boxer. You don't know who Tank Johnson is?
Nah,
Tank Davis.
But how much he weigh?
Tank Davis.
Probably like 130. Maybe like
135.
He 5'5"?
Yeah, he 5'5".
I beat him too.
Yeah, okay.
Oh yeah, that's why we know you lose.
No, bro, it's disrespectful. I know it can happen. First of all, I know it.
You can be Floyd Mayweather then. You can be Floyd.
I'm gonna frustrate you.
We know you don't like Floyd.
Huh? I'll beat Floyd too.
See, yeah, that's why we know you.
I'll beat Floyd. I'll beat the white guy. Come on, man.
He hates Floyd Mayweather.
What about Pacquiao?
Why you don't like Floyd? I like his lifestyle though.
Pacquiao, he'll say Pacquiao beat him. He know Pacquiao beat him.
I'll beat the Pac, bro. The only person that strikes fear in my heart is three fighters.
Deontay Wilder?
Nope. I'll beat his tall ass too. I'll body him. I'll body him. Mike Tyson scared me. Mike Tyson scared me.
Well, Hulk had to go here just entertainment.
I'm serious, bro. No. Mike Tyson scared me.
Hold on, let him get his boxes out, bro. Mike Tyson
scared me. Lennox Lewis used to scare me. And
Tommy Hearns.
Nope. Razor Ramon.
Razor Ruddock.
Yeah, I said Razor Ruddock. Dude, the uppercut that fought Tyson. Man, I'm looking at that fight. He was hitting Tyson with some shots, bro.
Yeah, he was.
Any other fighter, Butterbean, Marvis Hagler, I'll beat them, bro. Come on, man.
Butterbean destroyed you.
No, all right. Butterbean will be a good match because he got a lot of weight to him.
Yeah, he'll destroy you.
Butterbean, bro.
That's the one dude you might.
I'm just a superb athlete right now, man.
You just showing you don't respect the sport of boxing, man, by how you talk.
Let me tell you this. Yeah, man. I'm going to say this. I let my kid try a boxing glove on, and I actually got hit with one of them gloves. Yeah. I said, wait a minute. It's differently when you get. I respect the sport of boxing, but it's differently when you get hit with one of them gloves inside the head. I see why.
Hey, yo, who is
the cobwebs come?
Who is grapes? Somebody say you scared of grapes?
Huh?
You scared of grapes?
Who? What are you talking about?
Jamie say you scared of grapes.
Man.
yeah, you got one.
Who is grapes? Yeah, who is grapes?
What's up with that?
Ain't nobody scared no damn great James. Ain't nobody scared of grapes, man. Look.
Is grapes here right now?
No, grapes is on hiatus right now.
Oh, so you talking spicy because grapes.
Yeah, she gone, so I can talk.
It's a she.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for you, dog. You going down, man. Step up about to hurt you.
I'm used to feeling like this because
when I tell you the bell only is gonna say this. I'm telling you, all three rounds will be nothing but me working you, yo.
What? You're not strong enough.
Okay.
You don't have enough technique.
You think so? I promise you. By the first round,
the only thing you're gonna do is run. You're gonna stick and move. That's all you're gonna do. I'm gonna track you.
Your arm's not long enough to stick and move, bro.
If you come in with the sweet little combos, I'm just gonna take them. I'm gonna eat them, bro. I'm gonna eat them.
Okay. We're gonna test that. We're gonna see.
All right, we got a minute left. We got a minute left, fellas.
Look, we're gonna see how many you eat.
Huh?
Are you clear September 24th? Are you scheduled clear?
Do you know what shirt he wear?
The 24th?
Yeah.
I think you get that day. If it's a home game, we good. If it's a home game, we good.
Yeah, see, that's his college football season, too. So you got it. That's why I say it would be better for you to come up here.
He knew that.
Yeah, I'll work on coming up there.
They play Wake Forest that day.
I'll work on coming up there.
It's a night game, so
I'll pay for your plane ticket, your bus ticket.
I don't need none of your financial help.
Because okay, I'm just letting you know.
I don't need you being in your feelings. And look, after I knock you out, don't try to follow me back to the car. Don't try to fight me after the fact, okay? All right. When I knock you out, we all going to shake hands, right?
Hell no.
Yeah,
before the fight,
you ain't gonna shake his hand.
Shake hands, bro.
Hell no.
I'm not, you ain't gonna shake my hand
before the fight or after the fight. I'm not shaking your hand. You know why?
Wait a minute. After I beat you, don't shake my hand.
You know why I'm not shaking your hand after the fight?
Why is that?
Because you could be in the ambulance going to the hospital. You fucking punk.
Hey, bro.
He's serious though. You better, hey man, y'all need to talk off.
I'm very amused. I'm gonna try to kill you.
Myron said he got you, man. Blended Parking Travel got you.
Oh, that's right, Myron. That's right. Okay, I was good looking out, Myron. I'll
Brinkley, not Barkley. I said Barkley. I was thinking about Charles Barkley.
But it's all about, put it like this. I'm gonna say this last time we get out of here. The stat, you are the people's champion. It's nothing would give me more pleasure.
Are you the heel?
Look, you are the people's champion. It's nothing more better than crushing your spirit.
I'm not the
and sending them to hell along with you. Talking about, damn, Stephon, you got your ass whooped. I'm enjoy this. Bro, when I beat you, I beat them. That's why I'm going to win this fight. Look, see, if I lose, I'll look for all infamy. It'll be over. I'm not gonna let you beat me because when I beat you, I beat the peanut gallery. I beat the bar. I'm beating you, and I'm beating hundreds of people all at one time. That's all it is, baby.
Any last words for you, Stephon? Because we're gonna get up out of here.
September 24th. That's all I gotta say. Enough said.
Hey man, what shirt size am I wear?
Yo, same size of your body.
Chris, that's the backstory. This how this fight came about. Me and Stephon was talking about shirts.
Roll the clip.
Stephon knew my shirt size. He started teasing stuff.
Say how he said.
Let him see me then. He started joking like Stephon was joking. No. Stephon was serious.
No. Let me get 30 seconds. Shirt size. Let me get 30 seconds real quick.
All right.
Your boy had his shirt on, and they was comparing shirts and this and that about church and giveaways and all that. So.
No, he always was asking me about.
Hold on, bro. Hold on.
I was making him.
Your mom said something. Then Stephon said, yeah, Hawk, I need a shirt. Hawk said, I got you, whatever. Then Stephon going to say, yeah, Hawk.
I said, what size you wear?
You look like a size large. What man knows another man's shirt size? Huh?
No, I said, what size you
wear? And he said it with some twang.
He said, I wear the same size shirt as you do. And I was like,
roll the clip. Just roll the clip, bro. I know you roll the clip.
You got the clip saved because you shared.
I don't got my ammo right out. If I would have known we was going this route, I would have.
It's probably on my page from way back in June. Beginning of June.
I'll have a clip tomorrow.
All right.
If you, I got to go.
I tagged Christian so he can see it. You petty, right, man. All right, bro.
Hey, man. Yo, y'all.
Hey, yo, one more thing. Right,
hey, Chris, appreciate you, man. Go ahead, Stephon.
Hey, Chris, do you think I date the ref?
Got the who?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can ref. I can judge. I like a little good little scrap, man.
Right, yeah, he's going to be the ref. And Rock and Bean going to be the judges with you, Hawk.
Man, I'm MCing, man. I got to have fun. I'm not trying to concentrate at all.
Yes. Hey, Christian, when I tell you this dude has no chance, he'd be lucky if he hit me twice.
Man,
he's going to hit you more than twice.
A lot of football players, they
ain't going to get no head shots.
Yeah, he's tripping. He's
too big and slow.
He's tripping. I told him he was tripping when he said he was down to do it. But
yeah, he's barely going to hit me in my head. He might hit me once or twice. He's too fucking big and slow.
I've seen him hit the heavy bag. It looks terrible. Like, he go live to hit the heavy bag.
I know. I've seen it. That's what I tell him. I've seen it.
man.
Yo, man. He the homie. Bobby like, yo, you trash.
Not toxic, bro.
All right, fellas, man. Get this little football conditioning. Appreciate y'all for chopping it up with your boy, talking about the Simone Biles situation. Mental health is real, man. Yeah, like, so hopefully.
App you're using. It's funny.
Yeah, this is StreamYard joint.
No, it is real. It's really shit.
Yeah.
It's but, real. But she quit. She did quit, though.
Damn.
That's
see?
The what?
See how he threw that
why.
In?
The why
I was waiting real. For it.
Hey, the why is good, too. The why matters. But the what? It's just the what is what the what is, you know what I mean?
I was waiting
rooting for it. I hope she perform on Thursday, man. I got my DVR set.
Yeah, I got mine set, too. Hopefully, you know, she talked to somebody and she get her mind right. Because she do difficult routines to where if her mind ain't right, she could get injured. So, we definitely.
For sure. Now, that's real, though.
You want to see her entertaining, but.
That's real, though.
Man, she got enough gold.
I mean, hey, I've never been the greatest at. I've never been the greatest of a sport. I've never been the GOAT. So, I don't know what come with that. I can only imagine.
No, that's respect right there.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She in rare company.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. But shoot, appreciate you, Tristan, man. That's all we got for today on the show. Everybody salute my guy right there, the Kyrie Irving accountability pioneer. That's what he do. The whole Kyrie accountable.
I just be ruffling feathers, man.
Hey, what Dustin? Man? Hey,
man, I appreciate it, huh?
Yeah, facts.
Oh yeah, that's an OD, man. He been tripping this week. he on it.
Yeah. All right, famo.
Yeah, man. That's my guy though. All right, man. You be easy, Hawk. Love is love, man.
All right, love, bro. Appreciate you. And that's all we got, man. Appreciate y'all. Impromptu live. Went for an hour. You know, to close the show, any athletes that's dealing with some type of mental struggle, man. Make sure you taking care of yourself. Make sure you're getting around the right people and make sure you're doing the sport for you. You know, you're not letting anybody down for staying true to who you are. Protect your peace at all times. Protect your peace. You just entertainment to other folks. You got some fans who generally care about your well-being, but, you know, sometimes you got to be selfish and think about yourself, man. So, you know the motto. Good is the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do. Keep serving that shut the hell up juice to anybody that doubts you. Shout out to Abra Insurance. We up out of here. Peace.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.